Yo, what's up? What's up, y'all? Live, live, live again. Always here to talk. Always here to get it in. Now, listen. NBA is about to come back, and, you know, we want to talk. I just want to talk some normal things about what the Philadelphia 76ers have in store. For one, the Tobias Harris factor has to be evaluated and respected. I mean, he was really dogging people. Before, let's just talk about what was going on before then. Before then, there wasn't no Joel Embiid. It was Ben Simmons coming into his own as a player. But then Ben Simmons got hurt. Joel was about to come back. But now Ben and Joel have got plenty and plenty of time to sit down, rest, get themselves back together, get back on the right track. And guess what? It's going down. It's happening. It is happening for Philadelphia. Everybody should be excited. And Josh Richardson, another guy. These guys will all be back healthy now. Don't y'all understand this? What this means for the six to get all. And the crazy part is, everybody's talking about Milwaukee and this and that and the fourth. Nobody's went through as much up and down injuries as Philly when you're talking about Josh Richardson, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid. Then you talk about the trades of Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. It's kind of crazy because people forget about that. And the emergence of Shake Milton and Furkan Korkmaz's evolution throughout the year. I just feel like people are just straight sleeping. Sleeping on Philly. It's like, I don't get it. I know Milwaukee has put in their work. And another thing is, there's no way, like I say, the Milwaukee factor, and they don't have no players, no stars. This is retarded. What are y'all looking for in a team to call them good players or all-stars or stars? But anyway, Tobias Harris is the key. They don't have a closer. They have plenty of closers. They don't have a Jimmy Butler. They have a Tobias Harris. That's the first thing. Don't think you can't put it in Tobias' hands and he can't do it. Jimmy Butler's just used and lives for that moment. But Tobias is a scorer at 6'9". He can score the basketball from outside, from inside. Joel Embiid, he's evolving. What you want to say about him, all you have to do, the big thing about Philly is it's not one player. It's what you draw off the play for. Furkan Korkmaz hit some shots. Alec Burks can hit shots. These are two guys who can hit shots, big shots. Even Glenn Robinson, Shake Milton, they can hit shots. Y'all are too focused on what Jimmy did last year. And looking at people like Josh Richardson's another guy. Josh Richardson's another guy that can hit a closing shot. These are closers. Y'all can say what y'all want. Oh, it's not Jimmy Butler. No. Philadelphia designs plays for a certain player to make a shot. And I'm going to say it one more time. Furkan Korkmaz has done it. I've seen Burks hit clutch shots. I've seen Josh Richardson hit clutch shots. Before Jimmy Butler, who was the closer? Okay. You're trying to say a closer. And it's like you're going to, y'all are guaranteeing that every game they're going to get in a last second situation. On any team, you draw up a play to make a shot. When the Bulls won the championship, John Paxson, Steve Kerr, the Robert Ory's, all these guys are designed to make shots. They're not the guys who get like, these are closers. We're going to get closers. Nobody signed Paxson and Kerr and said, okay, closer. I'm going to use this guy in the fourth quarter. No. I'm going to get him this ball every time. This is crazy. You design up a play of a guy that can hit a shot. Put him in the best situation to make a shot. That is it. That is all. And what makes Philadelphia upgrade after losing Butler was they got more scores. Okay, you got Josh Richardson. To replace Butler. He's not better than Butler right now. Who knows what to say, you know, in the near future, what he can become. But, and by the way, I'm live in King of Prussia, y'all. I'll be everywhere. And I'm King of Prussia right now over here by the mall. I'm over by the car pike, you know, not too far. But Josh Richardson can hit shots like that. Look at his percentage. I just don't get it. You put them in a situation to make a shot. You give them the confidence to make a shot. And it's not going to be like Butler. You get Butler the ball, he's going to dribble the ball up court. Then he's going to get to his spot. Bow. No, you design plays for a person to hit a shot. And Josh Richardson can do it. So can Tobias. So you're asking me right now, who are the guys I think will be the closers? For one, no center has ever been a closer. I mean, I've never seen a center been able to hit, you know, three-point, fadeaway, whatever. But I think it's not like they can't. It's just that you don't design a center to be your closing player, to make a closing shot. But Embiid has that shot. They just haven't, you know, designed that play or got accustomed to what he can do in closing the game. And another thing is they don't want Embiid to be closing. They want him in the inside. That's where they want Embiid at. They don't want him on the outside. They don't want him in mid-range. They want him in the inside. That's just what Brown wants. Maybe another coach will think different. Brown don't want him out there. So now, Josh Richardson and Tobias Harris are the keys to this team to win a championship, period. You talk about Ben Simmons. These guys can play. Stop saying these guys can't play together. Stop it. Sounds retarded. They're young guys that still have a lot to grow. Of course, it's going to be mistakes. That has nothing to do with them. They can't play together. They just make mistakes because they play together more, better together than they have apart. Look at the records. Look at the facts. This is because y'all see Ben Simmons take over when Joel Embiid gets hurt. And it's been more times that Joel Embiid's out more and you see more Ben Simmons. That's why you're like, oh, man, why don't we just get rid of Joel Embiid and let Simmons? The only reason that's happening because there are more shots to take now. It's his ball game. Look at when Ben Simmons is out. Joel Embiid has to take more shots. That's just what it is. Ben Simmons has just gotten more opportunity. Look at the game. He just got more opportunities to take more because, you know, Embiid will be out for a longer stretch of time. When he's had times where he's out for a longer stretch of time, and then there's winning going on when Embiid is out. So it's like people are saying, oh, well, it's not it. That's not going to happen, especially in the playoffs. It's two different things. You need your big man. You need your center. So if Embiid is out, and whoever you put in there, with Kyle or Quinn, so people are saying that there'll be a championship team. No, it is retarded. When they're in there, of course, some numbers will get shredded up because Ben Simmons doesn't have to do as much now. Now he has all the pressure off him. It's been some games, Ben Simmons have 11 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And then Embiid to have a monster game. Well, Embiid sometimes they have 15 and 10, right? But you got Tobias, and then you got Josh Richardson. Like, y'all have to be a little bit real with yourself. Just a little bit real with yourself. More players, and the ball has to be spread around more. Ben Simmons is not going to have the same numbers with Embiid gone. It's just ridiculous. But the biggest factors are Tobias Harris and Josh Richardson. And Tobias Harris, y'all talk about his defense. He did his thing this year. He's been doing his thing. Josh Richardson's an elite defender. You get both those guys that can hit outside shots. They can create their own shot. They can drive. They have length. Two Tennessee boys. These boys are bad. These are the guys that you... And then also, I also have to say, Alec Burke and Glenn Robinson III, who they traded for, have to keep producing. They have to. And you got to be excited about guys like that. You got to be excited when you talk about Josh Richardson. I mean, when you talk about Alec Burke and Glenn Robinson III, and knowing how good Korkmaz and Milton have got, and knowing how good Matisse Thybulle has been, just before you even mention Mike Scott, those guys alone are going to be hard to deal with off the bench. Matisse Thybulle, Alec Burke, Furkan Korkmaz, Shake Milton, and Glenn Robinson III. Just alone. We ain't going to talk about Kyle O'Quinn knowing how good of a defensive player, good passer, good rebounder he is, a good, complete, just a good ball player, good energy on the court. We ain't going to talk about Mike Scott, how much he's, you know, why he isn't the guy that people was like, oh, why he ain't get traded, but James Ennis got traded. It's because Mike Scott is bigger in the locker room. You know, he a lot of people like him more. I'm not saying people didn't like James Ennis, it's that more people just like Mike Scott. He just has a bigger camaraderie with everybody. And then you're talking about another thing. Mike Scott can play the four. James Ennis is not playing the four. He's playing the three. He's playing the two or the three. Mike Scott can play the four. They need somebody to play the four. And Matisse Thybulle made James Ennis expendable. That's all that happened. That's all. It wasn't even that hard. It was like, okay, Do we trade a bigger guy in Mike Scott and then put Thybulle and Ennis in the 3 and 4? Like, who are you putting in the 3 and 4? They don't have nobody. Jonah Bolden, obviously, they was not confident in his progression. They was not confident in how good he's got. So, I mean, because he was on the team, he's 6'11". Obviously, they didn't have the confidence in him and the growth factor. So they decided to let two guys go, and there you go. Another guy, Norvell Pell. I love him being on the team because you know what they get? You know what they get, Philly? It gives them defense. It gives them length. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm very hyped about this podcast, people. Forget scoring. Norvell Pell blocks shots and rebounds at an elite level. Put him on the floor. He has foul trouble. That's his biggest thing, foul trouble. But when he's on the floor, I mean, it's a good to have a guy in there that can eat up fouls and play defense and disrupt. He'd be great for the playoffs. If he burns up 4 or 5 fouls, guess what? You still got Kyle O'Quinn. You can always save his body and let Norvell Pell bang. So then you got the guards. You got Ben Simmons and Josh Richardson. You got Shake Milton, who's not afraid to be lethal. You got Furkan Korkmaz, who can hit that shot. Like, you got two back. You have a 4-guard rotation that's dangerous now. Matisse Thybulle, defensive predator who can shoot threes. He can do it all. He can do it. He can shoot threes. He can rebound. And he's an elite defender. He changes the game. And then you got, see, Scott, don't worry about Scott. I don't know what y'all are looking for. He has a slump. He's had some struggles. But Scott is still a vet. And he can hit shot. He was getting better as the season, before the season went out. But Mike Scott can shoot that jumper. Mike Scott has a 3-point shot. He has a good score. He can post you up. Mike Scott knows what to do. And Brown knows it. And he's going to keep going with him and being confident with him. You know what I'm saying? So, just watch how Mike Scott. Listen, he's a good body. He's a good player to have in there that can score, no question. So y'all can down whatever because of his slumping or whatever. He had good games too. While he was slumping, he had good games. Look, Scott is good. There's nothing to worry about. Scott is good. Another body in there that can shoot jumpers. But the big guys you gotta say that can really help is Thybulle, Milton, and Korkmaz. If anybody knows, them three guys, before we go to the other guys, are guys that can play. Then you got Burks and Robinson III. That's 5 players. That's 5 players. It is unbelievable to have Burks backing up, because I'm just talking about the players that have been there already. Burks can back up shooting guard. Then you got Milton. And you still got, 5 guards. Then you got Glenn Robinson III. Along with Matisse Thybulle. So you go with Matisse Thybulle because Matisse Thybulle can absolutely guard the three. And then Robinson III can play the three. Thybulle can guard the four. You don't want to make him be your backup four. But when in lots of matchups, you can put a Robinson III in there with Thybulle at the, because Thybulle can guard the four. He can guard 4 positions. He can do that. He can guard a 6'8", 6'9 guy. He's that good on defense. So, it gives you the ability to have a Thybulle with Robinson III. Just you're talking about bench players, Alec Burke and Shake Milton. Then we forget about Raul Neto. Very tough guy. Tough guy. Better than TJ McConnell. Like, he can really score. So, the bench is loaded. People are tripping. The only thing that people are talking about now is the road thing. And we're going on, like I told people, so what when it comes to the playoffs? This is a 7 games. You have to play teams repeatedly for 7 games. We're not talking about taking a break off, you play 4 home games, then you play 3 road games, then you go on a road trip, then you come back home. No, you got to play the same team, get a playbook for the same team. Get your playbook for the same team for 7 games. And look who will come out. The better team will always win. The better team will always win. Get your playbook. You're playing the 7 games. You're playing one team. You're talking about you're playing the longest team. This is the best starting five in basketball. Let's go down the line. Milwaukee, the Lakers. Nobody has a better starting five than the Philadelphia 76ers right now. When Josh Richardson, Ben Simmons are in the backcourt, there's no better defensive backcourt in basketball. There's no better. That's the one thing. Then you talk about offensively. We talk about Curry and Klay Thompson. When they come back, then you can talk about that being the best, because that, to me, is still the best backcourt, even over C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard. I just feel like that's the best backcourt in basketball. But they had the potential to be the best. He just hasn't flexed his muscle yet. Josh Richardson hasn't grown yet. Ben Simmons ain't grown yet. He's just showing you a little bit. They're top five backcourt. I don't care what nobody says. Josh Richardson has showed what he can do from Miami to Philly. From when he hit those 6 3-pointers. Straight. Like, Josh Richardson is the truth. I'm talking about their front court. Oh, my gosh. You got Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Joel Embiid. Listen. A better front court. I know everybody talk about Al Horford, this and that. Al Horford is good, man. It's just that they want... Of course you would want him to be faster up and down the court. But Al Horford does his job. Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris are not supposed to let Al Horford stop them. Joel Embiid is a disappointment. It's not Al Horford to me. Because if you look at the numbers he had with Boston, he's the same guy. He's had to do too much because Joel Embiid has been hurt. Joel Embiid's been a disappointment to me. You want to see where the problem is with me with Philly? It's Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is the problem. Joel Embiid has to be the dominant one. It's like you don't know which Joel Embiid going to show up. Who going to show up? Is it Joey? Is it Joel? When he play like Joey Embiid, then we in trouble. When he play like Joel, the process Embiid, then yeah, we talking about you can't stop him. But when he play like Joey Embiid, then if Joey show up to the playoffs, we not going, it's over with. So that's the big thing. When he play like Joel Embiid, you play like Joel Embiid, everything's good. When you play like Joey Embiid, I don't know what to say. I think everybody else from Josh Richardson, Al Horford does his thing. If Joel Embiid plays like Joel Embiid, then what Horford is doing is dominant. Because you got a guy that can defend. You got a guy that can rebound, shoot the tray. I mean, you don't need him to be up and down fast when you got four other guys that can run up and down the court. Especially your five guy. People are just, you get caught in this, the analyst work, you get caught in so much, you know what I mean? You get caught in reality, with what's not reality. Philadelphia has four guys that can run up and down the court, plus other guys. That's like, you know what I mean? It's like saying Kyle O'Quinn is the reason why they're losing. No, Al Horford has done what he's supposed to do. And also, the one thing that has never caught on for Philly is chemistry. Chemistry. They haven't even got there. Yes, I'm on Scepter. I'm live on Scepter, man. I'm cruising through the city, and I had to hit my people up, all my leaders. All right. So it's been crazy. It's been crazy. I'm gonna get to part two with y'all because Tobias and Josh Richardson have to be talked about. This is Fire Leader Sports Podcast, man. I'll let you go.